Morgan Evans, everybody, right here on the phone. I don't know what to do with myself.
How are you? It's good to hear your voice.
I'm so good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Just great. Thank you for asking.
This has got to be a silly question. How are you? Because, like, your first number one song, I mean, that you've written and sang.
It is insane. And thank you so much for your support on that. It's, it's crazy to even have a conversation about it, really. But it's amazing. Thank you.
How does it I don't even know how it feels. Like, Jackie and I have been nominated for awards and stuff, but
we're not going to win them.
Yeah, we're not going to win them, and they don't rate us like the same way that they rate like a song, you know, like Kiss Somebody or even Hooked, which you wrote for Dylan Scott. It's like you are on fire.
Well, thanks. I mean, honestly, like when I have conversations like this, it's like everyone has their own journey, you know. But for me, it was like 4 years ago deciding to leave my life in Australia behind and my family and all my friends and my hometown and all that to come across the other side of the world and try to make music here in Nashville with, you know, all the best people in the world. And I feel like having conversations like this and with Kiss Somebody having this moment, it's the moment that goes, yes, like through all those like times when you doubted whether you were doing the right thing, like this is the moment where you're like, you did the right thing, you know, and you get to experience this right now. And I feel like I've been doing this long enough to just be really in a good position to appreciate it and to take it all in.
You got all this and you got the girl. It's like you are like, you're like every guy wants to be you, like, at this point.
Well, I mean, the girl part wasn't part of the plan, but Jesus, good. Thank you.
Yeah. No kidding.
I mean, so, I feel like that's an important thing for anyone when they meet that person, but it just so happened to be happening at the same time for me, and she happens to be someone that does the same thing, which is great.
Yeah, by the way, in case you don't know who we're talking about, Morgan married to Kelsey Ballerini, a smart man, locked that right down.
Exactly.
Like, you are a smart man.
Yeah, I had to marry her before she got sick of the accent, yeah.
Oh, I don't think anyone ever gets sick of an Australian accent. Oh, can I have you write down three words? Do you have a pencil? Because I want to try this out on you, because Jackie and I really have not been to Australia, and we want to go. We want to make sure we have the language right.
Okay. I've got a pencil
okay,
here.
So write down these three words. Rise.
Yeah.
Like, up.
Yeah.
And the word light.
Okay, as in like turn the lights on and off or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, so now, yeah, exactly. So now say that back to us.
Rise up lights.
Like it's one word.
It doesn't work. He already has the accent.
I know, but I want to see if it works for him too with the accent.
Oh, no, I've seen this done before. Rise up lights, yeah, but when you guys say it, it sounds like razor blades, right?
Exactly. Rise up lights.
Yeah, razor blades.
So is it, do we have it right? We want to be able to make sure we're, you know, conversing with you on the right level.
Okay, we can talk about razor blades all day if you want.
That's the only thing we know how to say.
Yeah, razor blades, that's it.
Razor blades.
So now we're cool to visit you when you play Australia again. And I'm kind of sad that we missed you at Tootsie's, because they always say, you know, oh, new artists don't make any money or whatever. Well, no wonder, because Morgan played Tootsie's the other night when the EP came out and bought everyone a shot.
Yeah.
At Tootsie's.
It was a good night, and it's a small room, honestly. But it was a special room because it was the first place I found myself going when I came to Nashville for the first time 10 years ago. I landed and I was meeting up with people the next day, and I got to my hotel, and it's pretty late when you fly from Australia to Nashville. You get in pretty late, and I put the bags in the hotel room, and I wandered down to Broadway, and there's something about in all the neon and the craziness, there's something about Tootsie's that just drew me in, and I walked in, and I grabbed a beer, and just sort of started to take that, you know that what it's like to be in that place for the first
time.
Sure. It's just magical. And to celebrate the release of the EP last week, I went in and got on stage and we did a little toast, which was a cool thing to do.
You are very lucky. There are so many people who are in country music now who actually worked at Tootsie's. Like, worked their way, you know, watching people go in and out of the Ryman just up the street. And not you, no. You were like, I'm going to buy a drink here and go be a star. Nice job.
Oh, yeah, but don't you worry. I could give you the little bar tour of Australia. Don't worry about
it. We'll take it.
Yeah, we're happy to. Thank you. We appreciate that.
Anytime.
So this EP of yours is fantastic. When do we get a whole album? Because this was just like a tease. I mean, it's really good. It's kind of remarkable.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you saying that. It's like, I mean, it is. It's the first little taste, the first five songs, and then the full record is coming out on this fall. I'm not going to say a date because I haven't seen it written down and it may change. But definitely this fall, and I'm so excited about it. It's like it's the thing that I've put like, you know, all the heart and the blood, the sweat, all the kind of things you hear about, but for real, like it's what I moved from the other side of the world to make, and I'm excited, equal parts excited and nervous to share it with everyone this fall.
Yeah, I think it's going to be worth the wait. It's really that good. I really like it. And I got to tell you, when my Might As Well Be husband was out of town, like not that long ago,
right?
I said, what is one thing I would watch on TV that I would never watch if he was here? And it was The Bachelorette.
Oh, yeah.
I was like so kind of like embarrassed for myself that I was there watching it. And I have to tell you, when you showed up, I felt like, oh, thank goodness, there's a friend with me now. You know, I was like, I'm not that much of a weirdo. If Morgan Evans is there, like singing, it's cool. You know, it's cool.
I'm glad that I could provide that reassurance for you. But I feel like it's one of those shows that you don't like to admit that you like, but then you watch 5 minutes of it and you're like,
pulling for Becca. You have no idea. I didn't even watch The Bachelor. I don't even know her backstory. But I was like, oh, well, Morgan Evans is there. This has got to be cool. So thank you for that. You kind of allied isn't the right word. Relieved my guilt a little bit.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad I could do that for you. That was a crazy experience being part of that show. I mean, the fans of that show are just, they love it. You know, they're dedicated. And we got to set up in that theater up in Richmond, Virginia. And they came in at the end of their date, and a couple of thousand people were going nuts. And
yeah.
Somebody and they're like making out on this podium in front of us.
that was a lot going on.
Yeah, it was a lot going on, and it was a real moment too. I mean, the whole moment was like planned, but it's not like we shot it a bunch of times. Like they just came in, and what you saw on TV is what happened.
God, the crowd went wild.
Yeah, they mean business, those guys.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
So now, if people want to see you on the road, you're out with Chris Young and Kane Brown right now.
Yeah, we start out, we did the whole spring together, and we're doing all fall, all the way through to the end of the year, and Dan and Shay are going to jump on too, so it's going to be a fun way to end the year.
Wow, that is a whole lot of man. Jackie,
we got to go.
We got to go. We got to check this out.
Yeah, that'd be good. It's going to be really fun. I mean, Chris is just one of the great dudes and great talents, and it's been fun hanging out with Kane Brown, and I love the Dan and Shay guys as well, so... anything could happen, but I know it's going to be great.
I wish you many, you know, bachelorette moments on stage, because that was fantastic. And I'm sure you'll get it playing with this crowd that you're playing in front of.
I'll be looking out for the people making out.
Absolutely. Jackie, we're not doing
that. I'll go find somebody.
Yeah, okay. The EP is called Morgan Evans, correct?
Yeah, it's just a self-titled EP.
All right, you've got to check this out. It's so great. Only 5 songs, but 5 songs will get you through the remainder of the summer, I promise. The tune is Kiss Somebody. Fabulous. I feel like I'm really kissing butt now, but it's true. I really like myself some Morgan Evans. I think you're fantastic.
Oh, well, thank you. Thanks very much. This has been awesome.
Morgan Evans, everybody, thank you so much for making the time, my friend.
Thank you.
Tell Kelsey hi for us.
I will, absolutely. Thank you, Whitney.